Inside on Business, the News Hour is brought to you by the Creamer Law Firm of West Des Moines, getting things done for you. CreamerLaw.com. Triplett Office Essentials, extraordinary service and solutions for your business. Triplets.com. And Iowa Computer Repair, you want your computer to work, and that's what they do. IowaComputerRepair.com.
Welcome back to the News Hour. You want to communicate with us before, during, or after the broadcast? That's pretty easy because we do monitor Twitter. It's at IOB underscore News Hour. That's at IOB underscore News Hour. Welcome back. It's 25 minutes now past the hour of 5 o'clock. In the studio with us, Ethan Davidson, as well as Ben McDougal. Ben, this is a return trip for you, man.
It's great to be back. Kind words were appreciated throughout the social media landscape.
Yeah, you know, we just like to boost the cred, man. You know, I mean, you got it. He's one of the most exciting individuals on the planet. How are things over at Drake Homes?
Drake Homes is continuing to progress, and the brand that we talked about when I was here last time has really matured into something that's great.
Well, I seem to remember a couple of weeks ago, and we're not here to talk about Drake Homes, but we might as well give them a plug while we're doing this because it's a great company. But you were building some brand on Facebook with that.
Pretty heavy, absolutely. I mean, I think it's important, as we talked about last time, just to be active and available throughout that social media landscape.
And Ethan's with you this time, so you brought fresh fish with you. See,
new guy. I don't know if it's fresh, but it's good. It's tasty.
about that far from the microphone, Ethan. Ethan is with, help me out.
Rooster Sports. Yep, Rooster Sports and Diamond Bikes. We manufacture a bicycle travel case as well as the Diamond Bike, which you guys may have heard of recently. TJ Tollickson, our CEO, had a great victory at the North American Championships.
That was a big deal.
That was a big deal. Oh yeah,
those Diamond bicycles, and we got to talk about the other stuff. But Diamond bicycles, no seat, is that right?
No. So it's no seat stays in seat tube. So you're essentially floating on the seat. But it was proven aerodynamically superior to any other bike in the market currently.
Very cool.
So.
Wind tunnel, I hear.
Wind tunnel, that's right.
Go. All right. So you guys are connectors. You're navigators. You're out there talking about networking, right? What do you got going on, Ben?
Well, I suppose we should start with 1 million cups, only because
it's
that's kind of earlier in the day, right? I'll let Ethan talk a little bit more about that because I'll probably focus a little bit more on the startup
drinks.
You're
just a fun man.
So
yeah.
Go ahead, Ethan. Why don't you give him the 411?
Sure. So Ben recently came on. He's helping out with our social media, so that's huge. But 1 million cups essentially is kind of sounds like its name. It's about bringing entrepreneurs together to have 1 million more cups of coffee together. So we meet every week Wednesday, 9 a.m. at Green Grounds Cafe in Valley Junction. And basically what we do is we have the format of a different presenter and entrepreneur from the community each week has a 6 to 10 minute pitch. From there, we open it up to Q&A for the final 50 minutes. And you'll be quite surprised the feedback that comes back from this group. It's an energized group and a lot of valuable feedback that these entrepreneurs are given free of charge.
Yeah, I've never made the meeting. I've always wanted to, but I know, man. It's just like I'm crowded, you know? I got all this stuff going on.
Hey, man, I will say this. It's the most innovative break you could have in the week. It's 9 o'clock. It's free coffee, so it's easy to like. And I actually pay attention not to know who's presenting because it does not matter. Whoever's there has energy, and you can feed off that by not only helping them accelerate what they're doing, but also relate it to your own work. And man, it's such a neat way to break up the week right on Wednesday mornings.
So, Ethan, are you kind of speaking to the same crowd every week, or new people come, and how's this work out?
Yeah, what I can tell you is, you know, since I took over, which it's almost a year now. I mean, we're probably at around 20 consistent members. I'd say we're pushing 50 to 70 consistent members, and that crowd changes every single week. You know, you certainly have your 20 to 25, you know, ambassadors,
core,
as I would like to call them, that, you know, really have a huge impact on what happens there each week. But each week, more and more people are coming out and new faces, which we love to see.
And this is on Wednesday mornings.
Wednesday mornings.
And it's in Valley Junction. It's a cool
tomorrow.
Place to be.
Yeah.
Yeah, 9 o'clock in the morning, just kind of kick back.
Free coffee.
I bet you I've got friends that are already going there.
Oh, I believe it. We'd love to see it.
Yeah, you know.
And one other thing, I mean, presenters are welcomed as well. I mean, with a weekly event, we are showcasing a lot of different entrepreneurs. And so if people are listening and might be interested in sharing their ideas and getting that positive feedback or, you know, valuable feedback, you know, I definitely encourage them to reach out and potentially get them on the calendar.
We're talking with Ethan Davidson as well as Ben McDougal about startup drinks and 1 million cups of coffee. You know, 1 million cups. And people have said, Michael, you got to go, because there's great fodder there for you for the news hour. You know, lots of people there that we should, you know, I haven't yet. Maybe tomorrow. I think I've got another meeting.
Turns out it's tomorrow morning.
Yeah, I know.
So
hey,
lots of coffee.
Let's go. Let's go. Well, okay. So if I can't get up for coffee, you know, sure. If I can't make it for coffee, I might want to have a cocktail later on in the day. And Ben, I think that's your sweet spot.
I'd say that's a pretty good segue, Michael. Des Moines Startup Drinks is the happy hour version, right? Mm-hmm. So these conversations that are happening, these networking opportunities with entrepreneurs and startup enthusiasts. Des Moines Startup Drinks is, like we're talking about, something that happens later in the afternoon. This is a monthly event instead of weekly.
Thank goodness we'd all be in AA.
But, you know, instead of caffeine lubricating the conversations, sure, you get a little beer and alcohol, and I think those are positive and healthy discussions as well.
In a social setting?
Well, people talk about different things in those settings compared to the conference room, and so entrepreneurs and startup enthusiasts can connect with investors, with fellow entrepreneurs, to have meaningful discussions. We move that event around each month. So this Thursday is actually the August event, and that's downtown at the Science Center. So definitely kind of a neat venue for this month's event. Free beer throughout the whole time. So kind of like free coffee, we just give things away.
Right.
Wow.
That's right.
All right. So how do you fund that, Ben?
Well, I mean, it's not very expensive to support. So at a $250 to provide beer for the entire community, we have individuals stepping up and saying, hey, it's my turn. And so finding venues that want to bring new faces into their locations is also fairly easy. And right now we're rotating venues, but if people say, hey, we'd really like to have it here consistently, like Green Grounds, for instance, for 1 million cups, I could see it landing at a specific venue moving forward. But for now, we're enjoying touring the city.
I don't blame you. Yeah, you get around, see what's going on. So from 1 million cups, what's been one of the most startling things that you've found out about, Ethan?
You know, I'd say most startling, huh?
Surprising piece of information.
Yeah. You know, I always go back to the feedback that's given at each of these events. What I find so surprising and what I love about Iowa Nice, if you will, is that, you know, we're out there and these people are willing to give free feedback that could otherwise be charged for. And it's, you know, it's worth a lot of money. A lot of these guys have started successful companies, have, you know, have their hands in a lot of different things. And so to see this free feedback given out every Wednesday for an hour, you know, time period, it just blows my mind. Yeah. I love to see that.
Ben, what do you think?
I mean, it's tempting to comment on a couple of specific presenters because I've been, you know, told about some amazing power over Ethernet.
A cool story?
Yeah, the Internet of Things. There's hardware happening. Ruminate was them. Men's Style. I mean, Jacobin right now is at Techstars, one of the largest accelerators in the world. And, you know, he's representing Des Moines with Bot in a really positive way. And so all the presenters are just really inspiring, but man, like Ethan said, that energy that you can take from all the conversations happening at that event is great.
And for folks that have not been to any of these specific types of networking, you know, and I've been going to these things for a long time, they are totally without ego. I mean, I have never gone to one of these things and really been blown away by somebody going, I'm superior to everybody else.
Right.
In the room.
I mean, when I'm talking to someone I know, I try to keep that brief because, I mean, I challenge them. Well, let's go talk to someone we don't know.
You know?
And that's, I mean, that's the idea of networking is expanding that engaged network. And the power of those engaged networks is unmatched. And these are two events within the entrepreneurial community that can help connect you, but also drive the community as a whole forward.
Absolutely. So it's tomorrow morning.
Tomorrow morning,
9 o'clock.
Yeah.
Green Grounds?
Green Grounds Cafe, and I have a glass of coffee waiting
for
you.
There you go. All right.
Strategic timing. Thanks for letting us stop on
there. That's quite all right. And then Startup Drinks is when?
So we'll get you caffeinated tomorrow morning, then we'll get you drunk on Thursday night.
It sounds like
that's Thursday night from 5 to 6:30. This one's kind of special because, like I mentioned, it's at the Science Center downtown, but we also have Welch Avenue recording their show from 4 to 5.
Yeah.
So 5 to 6:30 will be a good time.
It's time now for Chicago Cubs baseball.
All right, we're
going to
get out of here. We got the Chicago Cubs coming in.
Chicago Cubs
baseball. Hang in there, kids. Thanks for listening.
Jesse's
Inside
Embers,
on Business, the News
Shop,
Hour.
GNL Clothing, Chicago.